There are stories that don't always make the headlines, but live in the hearts of those who fight the hardest battles. For the next few weeks on the Power Hour, we open the door to those stories. Stories of little fighters facing cancer with courage beyond their years, guided by a man who refuses to let them walk alone. Pashif from the Kids Cancer Foundation, walking every journey, every high, every heartbreak alongside the children and their families. This is more than a segment. This is a journey of courage, compassion, and real stories that will stay with you. Stay with us, because over the next few weeks, these voices need to be heard.
Good evening to the beautiful listeners of Radio KC. My name is Kashif Lake, founder of the Kids Can Cancer Foundation, cancer survivor and proud father. Did you know that in South Africa we lose between 3 to 5 children every single day to childhood cancer? That's between 800 and 1,000 children every year. Every Wednesday evening we shine a light on the journeys of the little fighters and their families, because behind every diagnosis is a child who still dreams, a parent who still hopes, and a family doing everything they can to hold on to tomorrow. Tonight, I'd like to talk about the most common childhood cancer in the world, leukemia. Leukemia is a cancer of the blood and bone marrow. It begins when abnormal white blood cells start multiplying uncontrollably and crowd out the healthy blood cells that the body needs to fight infection, carry oxygen, and stop bleeding. Unlike many adult cancers, we still don't know exactly what causes most childhood cancer leukemias. Parents often ask themselves, what did I do wrong? Could I have prevented this? The answer in most cases is no. Childhood leukemia is not caused by anything a parent did or didn't do. The encouraging news is that because of advances in medicine, many children diagnosed with leukemia today can survive and go on to live a full and healthy lives. Some form of childhood cancer now have survival rates of 80%, but the road to get there is often very long, painful, and incredibly difficult. And that brings me to tonight's little fighter. His name is Rafik Domingo. Rafik was just 6 years old when his family's world changed forever. In August 2024, his mother noticed that his face was swelling and that he was struggling to breathe, especially at night. Like most parents would, she sought medical help. Initially, she was told it might be allergies. But when his condition didn't improve, she took him to hospital where his doctors discovered a mass above his chest that was pressing against his airway and fluid on one of his lungs. Within days, the little boy was undergoing surgery. Tests revealed something every parent fears hearing. Rafik had T-cell lymphoblastic leukemia. His bone marrow was found to be 88% packed with cancer cells. Imagine hearing those words about your child. Imagine watching your healthy, playful little boy suddenly become a cancer patient. What followed was weeks in intensive care, spinal taps, bone marrow biopsies, lumbar punches, injections, and chemotherapy. His mom once shared something that stayed with me. She said that she didn't know what was more traumatic, watching her son endure the pain of treatment or knowing that all of this is necessary to save his life. And yet through it all, Rafik showed incredible bravery. Today he continues his treatment, attending Red Cross Children's Hospital several times a week and facing challenges that no six-year-old should ever have to face. But perhaps one of the most difficult moments for him wasn't a procedure. It wasn't a needle. It wasn't chemotherapy. It was losing his hair. For many children, losing their hair is the first sign that they have cancer. It is a constant reminder that life has changed. Tonight, I'd like you to hear directly from Rafik himself. This is a voice note he sent us, sharing how he felt about losing his hair. Thank you, Rafik. You know, listening to that voice note reminds us that childhood cancer isn't just about medicine. It's about childhood. It's about identity. It's about the little boy looking in the mirror and wondering why he doesn't look like he used to. It's about parents trying to explain the things that even adults struggle to understand. And yet, despite everything, children like Rafik continue to show extraordinary courage. As we close tonight, I'd like to ask our listeners to keep Rafik and every child battling leukemia in your thoughts and prayers. Please also remember their parents, the mothers sleeping in hospital chairs, the fathers trying to hold families together, the siblings waiting at home. Cancer affects the entire family. If you'd like to learn more about the children we support through the Kids Can Cancer Foundation, please visit our social media platforms and read their stories. because behind every diagnosis, a child who still dreams, a parent who still hopes, and a family who still believes tomorrow can be better than today. This is Kashif Lekay from the Kids Can Cancer Foundation. Thank you for listening. Until next week, be kind to one another. Hold your loved ones a little closer. And remember that sometimes hope begins when somebody simply chooses to care. Good night, and may peace be with you all.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7.